Sunday morning, 11:10. Family life. I don't actually mean purely family, I mean domestic life. Domestic life is wonderful, isn't it? It actually gets you down to earth. You can get all sorts of excited about all sorts of projects that you might be doing. But the domestic core has to be strong. If you neglect all the domestic core and go doing all those sexy other things, you're screwed. We know that, don't we? We know that. I'm just reminding myself to be truthful. I'm rushing around here trying to find a shirt that I can wear so that I can drive my daughter to her riding class in Hope Island. And I've been doing everything. Well, I've been doing a lot of things this morning, and I suppose that's what made me think of this. I began life with investing something in myself, and that was mindfulness. So that was a good solid start, if you like. Not without its difficulties, challenges, conflicts and drama, but it was done. Then there was a bit of feeding of the body, and then there was a bit of play, I think I have to call it, playful connectivity with others via Twitter. There was a bit of serious stuff in the sense that I read a very serious email, even though it was written in a light-hearted tone from Chris Brogan, and did a couple of things in relation to that. But now I'm rushing because I didn't start the day in a different way. If I had started the day with a shower and a shave and put on the clothes and do everything before I left the bedroom, things would have been done in a different order. And you know what it is? This is me, my way. But I am the same as you. We're all the same. If we don't attend to our domestic stuff, I mean, I have a daughter and a dog and a kitchen to clean, right? But I mean, I might have no daughter, no dog, and I might even have somebody hire clean my kitchen for me. But I would have to attend to the matter of order at the home base. You know, this idea I've lived with all my life, which is that I can let my home base be all over the bloody place. So that I can sail out into the outer world, you know, as if I was an empowered knight, is codswallop, you know. There is no escaping. I keep learning time and time again the experience that you neglect your domestic life at your peril. And that can mean something very profound in the sense that it can mean that if you neglect the relationships with your loved ones at home, if you neglect those, and you carry on being, you know, applying yourself to being successful in the wider outside world, and postpone good solid relationships with your family, your children, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your lover, your close friends. If you postpone relationships with those people and sort of distance yourself from that intimate challenge, then, well, you're screwed, basically, even though you don't feel screwed. You're going to get screwed, you know. Eventually we all learn that, I suspect. So here I am, doing a little bit of domestic tidying. Now, okay, you don't have to be perfect at the domestic stuff. But you don't have to be perfect at anything to be a success. It's very important that you have a number of failures and failings. Very important. You'll never be successful unless you're a failure, right? Because if you sort of succeed at doing everything, then you won't be a great success. Anyway, that I can't prove to you. You'll just have to decide that for yourself. Even if you strive to be successful in every arena, it's better if you actually let yourself be a failure in some. I don't have to be perfect. I mean, there are some clothes still lying around the place here that, you know, the most perfect tidier up of a house would have all of this sorted, right? But I have to make a bit of an effort and I can't leave it to somebody else. So, you know, that's it. My daughter leaves it to somebody else, I can see. But my job is to make sure that she gets the message that she has domestic world as well. And it isn't all fun and games. It's amazing how much satisfaction you get after you've picked up a few dirty socks and underwear and shirts that you've thrown on the floor the night before and put them away tidily, or put them away, even if you stuff them into a thing. You know, amazing how surprising it is that smallest little bit of domestic order from chaos feels like, can feel and will feel, like a mega achievement, really. Even though in comparison with other people, I'm still always going to be a messy bugger. Okay, that's it. Just a quick thought before we go to Hop Island. Grace, you ready? You ready? You done those teeth? Have you washed those teeth?
Yes.
Good girl. Excellent. Excellent. I don't think we need a coat today, do you?
No, don't think so.
I think it's...
Dad, you did not close the bin properly.
I didn't close the bin properly. Oh, thanks, Grace. You perfect thing on audio boot to say. Okay, I'm ready. I've got a camera. I've got an iPhone. I got a bit of charge, I got a jacket, I've got a bit of health, and we're off. Come on, we got to go and get a body protector. Oh, good crash that. We got to go and get one.
I always do.
Oh, ouch. We're going to get a body protector. Ouch. Body protector and what else? Okay. Okay.
Turn around, big guy.
Oh, ouch. Oh, ouch. Punch bag, punch bag, punch bag.